But one man was going to change all that. Phil Currie is one of the world's most accomplished paleontologists. He is one of the few scientists in the world who can identify any meat-eating dinosaur from a single tooth. It was Currie's passion for predatory dinosaurs that led him down to work with Rodolfo Coria on the plains of Patagonia.
When an opportunity came up in 1995 to go down to Argentina and see Rodolfo and all the fantastic fossil finds he'd made, of course I jumped on it.
Like his colleagues, Currie had always believed the mega carnivores were solitary creatures and didn't hunt in packs. But over time, as he began to think things through, he made a connection.
From looking at modern animals, it became very clear that maybe it wasn't such an unusual thing that big meat-eating dinosaurs were in fact packing animals. We'd already had good indications that the plant eaters were herding animals, and it only makes sense that if the carnivores wanted to break the defenses of a plant eater's herd, the only way they could do that is by having the strength of numbers. And one of the responses that happens in a wide range of animals is that the meat eaters become pack hunters.